Greetings. Greetings to all those locked in, north, east, south and west, in tune to the sufferer's choice, on the Passion Radio Bristol.com. This is JT out of Kabila Amlak Sound System, filling in for the man like DJ Strider tonight. Gonna take you right through till 9 o'clock. So greetings to all early arrivals, all those locked in from the beginning. We're just juggling it nice and easy, revival style. Greetings and welcome. Kabila Amlak, filling in for the man like DJ Strider. Some family commitments had to deal with tonight, so we just step in, vibes up the place same way. Sounds of the Abyssinians. Every time. So we're just warming in. Nice and easy, see? Just trying to re-familiarise myself with the studio runnings. And also trying to eat my dinner at the same time. I had one big rush to make it up here in time. As running late, as I always seem to be for most things still. Rushed back to my yard to pick up the music. Went to the spot where I keep my music and there was no music there at all. So must have been after the last dance that we did have with the sound system. I left all the music down with the sound system. So I had to make another mad dash across the city and grab some music and grab some food and then just run up to the studio. So we're just warming in nice and easy, taking it nice and slow because I'm trying to eat and digest my dinner at the same time. So we're keeping it revival. Sounds of the man like Dennis Brown. So as we move out of that, we give you a piece from the man like Fredlocks. one special relevance in light of the recent events taking place in the UK. Not water cannons. War is not the way to solve them. Not the military. Some more love and understanding we need. The good. we'll just let this one run out to the adverts. I don't go nowhere. Be right back. In tune to PassionRadioBristol.com. Sufferer's Choice, taking you through till 9 o'clock.
This is Cole Woods, and you're listening to PassionRadioBristol.com.
Yes, I am. So you're back in tune, Sufferer's Choice, PassionRadioBristol.com. Like I did say, Strider can't be with us tonight. Some family business that he has to take care of still. So you have I and I, JT, Akabila Amlak filling in for him. We're going to take you through till 9 o'clock. For big up all the listeners, a special shout out to the man like Patrick, Instrument of Justice, Danny in Amsterdam, Beavis, Jaddy, Messenger family, Steve Messenger up in Scotland, Adrian from Adrian's Wall, and all other listeners, man like Jaddy, all crew locked in and locked on. This is the Sufferer's Choice show, like I say. And JT, Kabila Amlak, filling in for the man like DJ Strider, taking us right through till 9 o'clock. So we have to mark it, and we have to show it, and we have to make sure that we can elaborate it in a full fashion. Wednesday, as ones and ones should know, is the Earth Strong for Marcus Messiah Garvey, the prophet. Seeing so, we give this one a reality soldier style. Ship, shoo-be-da, ship, shoo. Marcus Garvey. 17th of August. Ship, shoo-be-da, ship, shoo. If I wheel that one back to the top in case everyone didn't have their ears open and they weren't listening properly, can you hear this one? Give you the story start to finish. Marcus the Prophet. Marcus Messiah Garvey.
Black Moses. so we could implement the blueprint. He had vision focused on building a movement, cause through all his travels, the same thing he kept seeing was Europeans treating blacks less than human beings. He knew we had to walk the walk. Still, his movement never really left the ground until he reached New York.
Brother Marcus, Brother Marcus, Brother Marcus.
Marcus was a voice for the people. He was building a nation, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. Garvey Ice were growing by the thousands in his team, representing the flag colors, the red, black and green. And showing us our strength is our unity. By setting up businesses we could create wealth in the community. Cause Marcus was a visionary and was pushing to the maximum, making the people see the greatness in themselves as an African. He was fighting for what he believed in. He was teaching the people to think independently and seek for freedom.
Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, you know? August 17, 1887. So if I send out a mention from the Bristol Rastafari house, calling all ones and ones, all kings and queens, a place like the Kumba Centre, this Wednesday the 17th of August. Calling all ones and ones, come and I liberate Honourable Marcus Messiah Garvey Earthstrong. Place like the Kumba Centre this Wednesday, 20 to 23 Hepburn Road, in a place like St Paul's right here in Bristol. Between the hours of 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. It's a family event, so all are welcome. For more information, ones and ones can just pass through the Rastafari HQ on Grosvenor Road in St Paul's between the hours of 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. and taking a reasoning with Ras Bandelli. Or if that's not possible, there's some phone numbers. If you want the phone number, get your pen and paper ready now. I'll read it out in a minute and let ones and ones get their pads on the ready. So we say it one more time. This Wednesday, 17th of August, for all those wishing to come together in a oneness, celebrate the Earthstrong of Marcus Messiah Garvey. All roads lead to the place like Kumba, formerly known as Inkworks, on Hepburn Road, St Paul's, Bristol. Be reasoning, chanting between the hours of 7 and 11. So if you'd like more info and you can't make it down to the Rastafari headquarters, you can make a phone call on the following number: 078-999-13811, or 07947 237 881. Now one more time, 078-999-13811 or 07947-237881. Marcus Messiah Garvey. Prophesies the coming of the king, you know? Bingy style.
We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the dread, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come. At the root of David, hallelujah, I am a Congo hiking Selassie. At the root of David, chant it out, hallelujah, I am a Congo hiking Selassie. At the root of the root of David, hallelujah, I am a Congo, I see at the root of David, hallelujah, I am a Congo, I see at the root of David. Mount Zion bird shall sing and say,
yes, sir. So like I say, Wednesday, this Wednesday, 17th of August marks Earth Strong of Honourable Marcus Messiah Garvey. So all Brewsterites come forward down to the Kumba Centre. All worldwideites, if you can make it to a gathering, make it to your gathering. If you can't make it to your gathering, you just hold it in your thoughts in your yard. Voice of the Sealer Collins.
Shackles on a chase, on I beat, as I and I sleep. Yes, I'm tired, but I mustn't get weak. Freedom struggle, man, it isn't complete. Oh, no, no. A village in the flames, my memory seeks to recall that heat. Wicked man coming and turn up the heat.
So as we move out of that, we move into the combination too.
Ooh, yeah.
Voice of the one like Errol Bellocks. Track entitled Babylon.
Don't you live your life in fear. You must be prepared. and take that risk. Cause if you do, it's face to face with the evil ones. With the evil ones.
To the man like Errol Bellum, track entitled Babylon. Track before that entitled Must Get Free, Cela Collins, both of them on the Sirius label. So stepping up next, we have something off the brand new Roots Tribe album, album entitled Firm in Jar. This is the first track on the album, happens to be one of my favorite tracks on the album.
Cut 'em away, cut 'em away, cut 'em away, cut 'em away, cut 'em away.
Track entitled Better Christian.
Oh, 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 oh.
Voice of the man like Lyrical Benji.
Oh, oh, oh.
Been busting this one hard lately. Savior of the world. Praise him. Just going to touch you in a little piece of the dub before the advert step in again. This one entitled Alpha Dub. Music. Melody. Off the new Roots Tribe album, Firmin Jah, Lyrical Benji. Right back after this.
Hey, what it is? It's your man Mark D, and you are now logged onto the Passion Radio, Bristol.com, UK. And that's a wise choice.
Yes, sir. Back on the other side, soon. In tune to the Sufferer's Choice on the Passion Radio, Bristol.com. If you've only just joined us, you can probably hear instantly that this is not the voice of DJ Strider. This is the man like JT out of Kabila Amlak Sound System filling in for DJ Strider. We're going to take you through for the next hour. Sounds of the one like Dub Judah. Track entitled Tenor.
Behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
So if you just join us, I'd like to say Tenai is still in. Greetings and welcome. Like I say, this is Kabila Amlak filling in for DJ Strider, Sufferer's Choice Radio Show, Passion Radio, Bristol. Taking you through for the next hour.
Behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Send one special request, one special shout out to the Messenger family. Just returned from their mammoth trod, taking the sound system all the way across to Lithuania. I see one quick little video clip on Facebook this morning. Looked like the whole of the item did have one nice vibes. we just want to say enough love out to the whole family. I would give thanks that you managed to make the trod all the way there and all the way back and reach in safe and have a nice time doing so. Combination two. So we just take a call on the studio phone. Reading like Mickey way down in London. Wants to send a special shout out to Dub Vendor. As I'm sure most ones and ones know. By the grace of Jah alone. The shop next door to Dub Vendor did get burnt in the recent rioting. But to the best of my knowledge, Dub Vendor did not get damaged in any way whatsoever. So firstly, we have to send out my condolences to whoever's building or shop or house did get burnt next door to Dub Vendor. Because one serious something to have your house or your business or your building burnt down. But I know that all vinyl heads, all reggae heads, I'm thankful to see that Dub Vendor escaped unharmed. And although I don't personally condone the burning of people's houses, nor the burning of businesses, nor the burning of cars in your community and such forth, there is something very important happening that all ones and ones really need to take a listen of. Gotta use them, they won't get that angry for no reason, you know. I know I hear enough things on the news, enough people on the news talking a whole heap of talk about calling them evil and calling them feral rats and so forth, but where to my mind the youths always reflect the ills and the sickness of society. Whatever is wrong with society right now, you will always find it manifest through the youths. So really ones on ones need to ask themselves what would cause the youths to uprise in such a way and take to the streets and just start burning up the place and looting. I personally don't think it's rocket science, but it seems to evade the minds of the politicians. Seems to evade the minds of the upper classes. So if we could just ask all ones on ones, I don't really want to go on a whole heap of talking about it because I could really talk about that subject all night. It's not something I want to do, but really ask ones on ones to keep an open mind and not buy into the ignorance and just think hard. Why, what would cause the youth to do such a thing? Because there's some very just, you know, reasons for the youth to be angry. Like I say, I'm not condoning the behaviour, and I'm not condoning the burning of a business or the burning of cars and so forth, and the risking of lives, and even some people did lose their lives, but there's something serious taking place, and it's really everyone's responsibility to listen to what is going on and to take heed and, you know, not buy into the ignorance and not listen and not demonize the youth, because the youth them don't need demonizing right now. So we just show them more love and more compassion and more respect, seeing, because the people are always talking about the youth them don't have no respect. But when I look into society, I don't see the society really has any respect for the youth. So there's only so much that can go on until something does happen still. So, like as Brethren Mickey did say, we give thanks that Dub Vendor did escape. And we give thanks that, you know, enough people did escape unharmed. We offer our condolences to anyone that lost their business or their building, and to the families of those that lost loved ones. So, like I say, we don't condone nothing, but we have to take this seriously and we have to listen to it. But I don't have to talk about it all night, because the message is in the music still, seeing, so we just play more music and go through. Empress Uemana. Track entitled Empress Meni. You can't have the king without the queen, you know? You can't have masculine without feminine. We always have to pay our respects onto the Queen. Queen Amiga.
From the birthplace of civilization, Ethiopia, the land of the kings. The people rejoice for a bride had been chosen for Tafari, a regent and crown prince. She alone was deemed worthy therein of such honor and blessing. Of faith, honor and virtue from the central Wallo province. On the 23rd of Amle, in the year 1903, she became the wife of Tafari in a sacred and blessed union. Empress Meni, mother of vibration, woman of faith, courage and might.
Special request to all queens locked in.
Loyal devotion by the emperor's side. Blessed with children and many grandchildren to strengthen the royal line. Model of human compassion, forever humble and dignified. She never faltered in her role or her duties as a queen. Mother and wife. Empress Meni, mother of
Empress Uemana. Music from a man like Jerry Lyons. On the Jai Youth label. As you're stepping up the gear now, we're moving to one pre-release, promo release. This one entitled King's Horn, soon comes 7-inch on the Roots Revelation label, produced by the brethren by the name of Will T. I want to send one big special request and love and greetings out to my brethren, Chris Naptali, long time brethren, must link up for a reason in soon. So this one is going to have to go out to a special request to you. A special request out to brethren, Chris Naptali in tune all the way over in America. Soon. Track entitled King's Horn. Soon come on Roots Revelation. Sound the trumpets. Make a joyful noise. Send one big thank you out to all those that reached the recent session that we did play in Bristol at the Blue Mountain Club with Peng Sound. We did draw this one down there. We did mash up the place same way. One serious piece of music, so we give you a quick touch on the dub piece. We're stepping up the pace now as we move towards the final part of the show. Send a big shout out to all those reaching Notting Hill Carnival coming up in the next couple of weeks. Special shout out to Sister Adelicia, as she's trudging over from Germany. We did hear some rumours that they might shut down the carnival due to the rioting, but we didn't hear no more on that, so we just assume it's going on same way. Enough different dances taking place over that weekend. The details of which I don't have to hand. I know you have a University of Dub on the Friday night. with Shaka on the Saturday. And of course, Carnival Sunday and Monday. And then King Alpha and Young Warrior in a place like the Brixton Mass on the Monday nights. Young Warrior launching his own sound system, this time playing with his own sound system. First time. It's going to be one night in history for real. So Young Warrior was in Bristol last week. They sound like King Earthquake in a place like Motion. So Earthquake did have one or two technicals, but during the times he didn't have technicals, it was nice still. Young Warrior playing on the Jaloco sound system. And I tell you what, he did mash it up. I'm serious music. So any ones and ones that want to come find me at Carnival, I will have with me on sale the brand new release, the 7-inch, brand new 7-inch next release on the Kabila Amlak label, track entitled Amlak Yumaskan. I will have the copies with me at Carnival. That will be the first time they go on sale, unofficially on sale before the release date still. So any ones and ones that see me at Carnival, or won't come find me at Carnival, you'll find me at Abashanti Eye or Channel One, and I will have some copies on sale. So this one, forthcoming 7-inch. Track entitled Amlak Yumaskan, instrumental dubwise 7-inch, next release on the Kabila Amlak label. Should be in all good record stores by September. Send enough love and respect out to the Channel One family. Channel One been running this one on dub plate for a little while now still. So we just touch you a piece of the combination. This one coming on side B. Yumaskan dubwise. produced by this sound, Kabila Umlaq, forthcoming pre-release, coming on 7-inch, like I say. So those two pieces, like I say, coming on 7-inch, this one, only one place you can hear this one. Thing called the original drum and bass. Dub plate style. Just had a text message come through to the Passion phone saying that Notting Hill Carnival will go ahead, but it's going to start at 9 a.m. I don't know if that means that it changes the finish time. If anyone has more information, please text it in. Passion Radio Studio hotline number 0774655178. 0774 077 94 655 178. Any information on the Notting Hill Carnival, please text in so we can let the people know. So we're going to take a little break for the adverts. When we come back in, it's pure Dubwise. Last half an hour, Sufferer's Choice.
This is Cohorts, and you're listening to Passion Radio, Bristol.com.
Yes, I back in tune, passionradiobristol.com. Anyone that's just joined us, this is the sound of JT out of Kabila Umlaq filling in for the man like DJ Strido. Couldn't be with us tonight, unfortunately, but not so unfortunate because I get to fill in and it's nice to come and play some music for all ones and ones. Yeah, we can't find the music, man. But listen, so the next one that I'm going to play happens to be another Will T production. We did touch one of his earlier. Next one is a forthcoming release on the Jam Militant label. This one is entitled Fellowship Dub. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be released, but just look out for it because it's coming soon. I never really hear much from this producer before until recently, but everything that I'm hearing, I am loving for real. Fellowship Dub. Soon come on the Jam Militant label. So we move into the last half an hour segment. Okay, so we have another text coming to the studio. So that all is blessed for Carnival. There's been a recent meeting between the police and some of the bigger heads. They did decide that Carnival can go ahead as planned. And the normal finish time of 7 p.m. still applies. Not quite sure why the 9 a.m. start. But at least if you've got nowhere to go after Shaka on Saturday, you can just go straight to Carnival. So bless up Adrian at Adrian's Wall Sound System for texting that in and letting all ones and ones know. So track in the background, forthcoming, Ja Militant label, Fellowship Dub. This is verse 2. So I have to give a mention to all the Hartical Vibes family over in Italy. I know they're busy at work putting the finishing touches onto the Hartical Vibes festival that they're organising in September. So for all European ites, or any ites that want to travel from any ends of the world, it sounds like something worth travelling for still. From the few pictures that I've seen and what I've read about the place, this looks like it's going to be one very, very nice occasion. Set to mark the Ethiopian New Year. One four-day festival taking place in a nice valley surrounded by a forest with a river running nearby. And we are very honoured, we give enough thanks to the Hartical Vibes family for carrying Kabila Amlak over there to play. We'll be playing alongside Roots Vibration, Indica Dubs, Colonization, Black Lion High Vibes, Warrior Charge, Dubas, Dread Lion, Lion Roots, Ja Lion, Double Track, Sons and Daughters of the Emperor. Like I say, it's the Hartical Vibes Festival, the sixth gathering that they've had. In a place like Tremonti di Sotto in northern Italy. Taking place on the 8th to the 11th of September, marking the Ethiopian New Year. I think that we are playing on the Saturday night. I'm definitely looking forward to that one for real. A link up with Bridging like Stamina Lee and take a trot over to Italy. I celebrate the Ethiopian New Year. Play some music for all ones and ones. So the next one is produced by I and I, but this one is due for release on the Black Heart Warriors record label in over in America. Features the sister like Willetta Sion. Track entitled Selassie's In Control. Sister like Willetta Sion. Kabila Amlak Production. Soulful voice that this sister has right there.
I find peace and solitude in your world, your world. There is no other on this earth who deserves, no, no.
Soon forward on the Black Heart Warrior label.
Smoother than butter, but war is in his heart. There are too many whose words are softer than oil, and yet their swords are drawn. In my heart, I'm free because I know. Oh, yeah, in my heart, I know that the lost is in control. In my heart, I'm free.
Must have faith, you know. Voice of the sister in like Willetta Sion. Always love to have some female vocals.
I know.
Blessed love, Sister Sheba.
No,
give thanks for tuning in. So we just touch one piece. Had in many pieces that is still. Every time this gets a play, everyone's asking when's it coming, when's it coming. But all I can say is soon come, isn't it? From you like it, just listen out. Okay, it will be released. Probably not these exact mixes. The raw mix. Bless up all those texting in on this one. Bless up all the Messenger family. Instruments of Jah family. Sister Sheba. Sister Annie. Brother like Henry. Lion Pulse family. Lion Pulse has been busy right now as well. Building up some boxes and getting ready to launch their sound system. And same way for all those that didn't know already. Kabila Amlak is in the process of building a new sound system as well. So we've been busy in the workshop all last week. Cutting up more wood than you can imagine. So this week, start putting in some screws and some glue and making the boxes manifest. So probably come a little later on in the year or even next year. Not gonna rush it still. Gonna launch the Kabila Amlak brand new Mark II sound system. So for big up all box builders. All sound man don't mind getting their hands dirty and getting into the real nitty gritty of sound system business. I can only talk for myself still, but I have to say there isn't really, you know, in terms of music, a joy, in terms of musically, a joy like when you play music on your own sound system that you did handcraft yourself. That to me gives me enough strength still to play music on a handcrafted sound system that you did craft out yourself. And especially when it comes to playing your own productions, when you're busting through your sound system that you did craft yourself, boy, a nice feeling that for real. So while we're on the subject of female vocalists, I'm going to touch this one. Sister like Sister Patima.
Mm-hmm.
Track entitled Zion. Brethren like Mark Mostek on the production. Special request to all Channel 1 family on this one. Zion. Sis Fatima.
We find the gate of
Rise up, Sister Sheba, feeling this one.
Monza.
Brethren like Chris Naptali, I want to send his love and greetings out to Brethren Mark Mostek.
It's important we can share in love and unity. If you African or British, Italian, Japanese, it's important we can share in love and harmony. We find the gate of Zion, and there will be no sorrow. We find the gate of Zion, and there will be no sorrow. Italian, Japanese, is important we can share in love and harmony.
Just more love and unity is what we need, you know. It sounds like a simple thing to say. Sometimes it gets said in vain, really. More love and unity. We hear that talking, talking, talking all the time. Talk is cheap, as they say. Unity must start within, so you have to unify yourself. Nice to dream about a unified world still, but no point dreaming about a unified world if you can't find unity within yourself. To solve the problems within, and then you can solve the problems externally. I'm not going to tell you how to do that, because every man and woman have to find that for themselves. There are many, many different ways, many different routes to reach this said unity. just be real to yourself. Be true. Remember that all is vanity and vexation of spirit. And that even goes for not dealing with vanity. Choosing not to deal with vanity is a vanity. So don't delude yourself. Cut all his vanity and vexation of spirit. But that's not to say that it's bad. Just recognize still. And be honest. And be true. I have to really say it straight, you know. When you find anger in something, you find anger in someone else, you find anger in a problem externally in the world, more times it's an anger within yourself, it's a conflict within yourself, it's a disunity within yourself. So just watch yourself. So we just give you one quick word sound to seal up the show on them level there. Track entitled Self-Analysis. Self-analysis can help you in a crisis. So the time is up already. Kind of a sad thing, really. Feel like we're just getting going. But there ain't no DJ showed up yet. So give me 10 flashes if you want to see this show go past 9 o'clock. I could squeeze in another half an hour. We've got 10 seconds till the adverts. We've got 6, 7.